I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
The benefits of the transfer portal definitely outweigh the negatives. I think that's right, right? I mean, come on. Welcome back. It's Unrivaled. 97.5, 1280.
Well, what's the negative?
Well, the negative is JT Daniels is in the transfer portal.
Again.
Okay. After Stetson Bennett announced he's coming back for the 2022 season.
Like, he's going to go to the pros. Come on. Okay.
He's going to take
Thanks, Stetson.
Look, he worked for the post office, right? Wasn't that the whole thing they were, like, doing? This whole, like, he delivered, you know, they called him the mailman for a minute. And all of us took umbrage with that because – you know, you got to kind of do something. But he delivered him a national championship, so there you go. They call him the mailman. You got to make that guy the who's the boss of the postmaster general. You can't be the mailman. You're the postmaster general, because what you're doing is you're not going to be a pro quarterback. So, or is he? I mean, is he going to be? I don't know.
Stetson Bennett?
Yeah. No. Right. What are you talking about?
No.
What do you know?
Well, I mean, I guess the NFL's really easy.
Why is it? Why is it such an easy no? The guy just shredded up by Alabama, man.
He didn't shred him up.
Poor JT Daniels, man.
He just didn't lose the game.
JT Daniels is an NFL quarterback, possibly.
I guess. I mean,
but I mean, he's got. But this is the part of the transfer portal where you go, man. These guys, if they're in their third stint into the transfer portal, I think if you go strike one, strike two. The third place you end up, unless there was a hardship
but you
have to go to an FCS school. You have to go to an FCS school.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Because
you got to go play for Jabil State or whatever it
no.
is.
No. If you get a guy who you just have to get in the right situation. I mean, a lot of guys have transferred to big-time programs and done very well. And
oh, for sure.
It's worked great.
JT Daniels, was at USC. What happened to him at USC happened to him at Georgia.
Yeah,
he was a fine quarterback. Got hurt, and then they go, we can't use you anymore, son. Not well, because of the injury, but because the guy who came after you actually is better. And ironically, the guy who took over for JT Daniels was taken over for at USC because of an injury, and he also transferred out.
Right.
So that sounds like a mess. What I was saying was I love the transfer portal.
Because it's a mess?
A little bit of a mess. No, I don't know. No, the mess part we just kind of have to deal with, because I do like that these guys can change things around. Man, who gets JT Daniels, though, now? BYU.
I think
BYU
it's hard.
Fans to, like, come to BYU, man.
It's almost like these coaches where they fire these coaches early so that they have an early pick at the best coach.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to wonder, you know, you're JT Daniels. You go in the transfer portal now. Just seems it's almost late. I mean, people.
What do you think? What do you
people
think
have started
said?
Their postseason workout programs. They're back in school. It's like.
What did Kirby Smart say to JT Daniels when he said, I'm transferring out?
What did he say to him?
Yeah.
He probably doesn't care at this point.
Good luck. We already got a national championship. Thank you so much for your help this year.
It doesn't.
Because he got him to 13-0. He did a good amount of that work to get him to 13-0.
Look, Georgia's a school where it's like, fine, you want to leave? Go ahead and leave, because there's 10 other people that want to be here. So we're not going to have a hard time finding replacements.
The NFL really isn't that hard, right? I mean, that's what we kind of got from Micah Parsons this year. He said, the NFL's not that hard. Everyone kind of laughed and went, are you kidding me? Troy Aikman this last weekend criticized the Dallas Cowboys for not seeing how open CeeDee Lamb was the entire day in their loss to the 49ers. Now, so, if you're a Troutman, you can say whatever you want because you won a bunch of big games, you know, under the watchful eye of Jerry Jones in Dallas, and you got yourself three Super Bowls, so no one can say jack to you.
I think for me, one of the hardest things or one of the most surprising things, and it was the first thing I noticed when I started playing, I was like, wow, this isn't that hard. Like, I get that comment. I totally get it. But then I also played for people where I go, man, you make this so hard. You're making this like brutally hard. This isn't brain surgery. It's not rocket science. It really isn't. But there are just some coaches, there are some systems, there are some players that just, you know, the game, they see the game. It comes to them easier. And I know Troy Aikman was in systems that were great for him. North Turner, when he had that system, which is the Ernie Zampezi, you know, the Dan Fouts, Air Coryell system, and when he had that with the Cowboys, he flourished. But when he had the Shan Gailey offense, it was a little different deal. And so, I've been with coaches that were, you know, not good. Sylvester Crooms is our offensive coordinator when I was in Detroit, you know, was not a good offensive coordinator.
He's on the Hall of Fame. Let me look him up.
He just didn't get it. And so it's as much, yeah, the NFL can be as easy as, or as hard as you want it to be. I saw a system with the Miami Dolphins that was there for generations, for 30 plus years, and it held up over time. And it was a great system, and a lot of people had a lot of success in it. Because it was just good. It just made sense. And you put people in a position to succeed at it. And I mean, if you're a coach and you want to do well, you make sure your quarterback is comfortable with what you're doing. Just start there. And you can put a lot of things around it. But if you got a guy who has to make some critical decisions, who's kind of second guessing himself and wondering what the heck's going on, it's a long day. It's a long day for anyone. And I don't know if Dak Prescott's in that situation because, you know, he's had a lot of success, but there's still room for improvement. So he's either got to get more comfortable with the system there or he just can't ultimately do it. I mean, some guys just can't. I mean, Akili Smith, when I was at the Cincinnati Bengals, did not understand, could not do it, could not play football. And it was
what number was he taking?
It was
three. Was he three?
Yeah,
it's
like the three or five, I think.
Yeah, single digits
in the top five.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just amazing to me. Like you think about what Mac Jones did this year, and it's almost like you could have said, "Yeah, we've seen this story play out a million times."
If you took talent, Trevor Lawrence, talent wise, probably hands down much better than Mac Davis.
Okay, this is a weird if, but if Trevor Lawrence was at the Patriots this year, would he have done even better than Mac Jones then? Or was Mac Jones like just we didn't give him the credit coming out?
Well, there,
being
there
as talented
but there
as
was
we,
some there was some talk like Trevor Lawrence was having a hard time getting used to NFL types of reads. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, turns out I got to go home and tell my kid the NFL making the NFL actually is not that hard. And if you don't do it, then you're not very good at football.
Well, no.
Isn't it funny when your kids – like I get that you
if
had
you
a dream.
Can do it, it's easy. If you can't do it, it's brutally hard.
I know.
I mean, it's just – it's so hard.
Think about it.
Like, it's so hard, Alex. Like, it
– Well, my kids – look, they
so
inherited
hard.
They inherited kind of some half-athletic half-athletic genes. You know what I mean? Ooh, I'm gonna that's a new product, half-athletic genes.
Yeah, I didn't want to touch
get them
that.
At Marshall's now. That's the only store that pick them
you're
up.
You're half athleticing it.
Yeah.
You got to pick it up, Kerry.
That's kind of a half athlete scene there.
I had to say that really slow.
You know, Jeremy's hovering over the dumb button. But yeah, look, that's just the way that's my kid always goes. So when football doesn't work out, if it doesn't work out, if I'm not playing the NFL, my favorite is too, is my second oldest. You know, he just thinks that for sure he's got some sort of a future playing in the NFL. I'm like, just because Uncle Scott did it, does not mean people are going to do it.
I'm not going to say he can't. I won't. Cause
I won't either.
I did it. So I can't say, oh, no, you can't do this. You're not going to be able to do this.
We'll come back. We'll take a break. Oh, we got some tickets to give away since it's a win ticket Wednesday. Do we play the Or should we do it when we come back? Let's do it when we come back. Yeah, let's wrap this thing up here. All right. We'll take the break. We'll come back next hour. It's right around the corner. Actually, it's right on top of us. Stay right here with us at an unrivaled 97.5 1280 The Zone Sports Network.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.